Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiar.
It's Chrissy McVeigh bringing us back. She's one of the originals of Fleetwood Mac. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Snyder is our guest, our new friend. Not new friend. He's been with us before. President of Ivy Tech in Indiana. It's Ivy Tech Community College, a very unique a community college system in Indiana. They don't have 20-something or 100-something like probably California does, different colleges under one big chancellor. They've got one college, one community college with a bunch of different branches, and Tom leads that group, and it's very unique. As far as I know, Tom, is there any other state like this, like Indiana?
No, I mean, there are a couple that are organized slightly like this, but yeah, we're really the only one that's across the entire state.
Indiana's so always been special, here, haven't you?
Well, I think since that's at your old birthplace, that's terrific. Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
We appreciate what you're doing for small business.
So. Well, thank you, Tom. Hey, give us a website. Tell folks how they can find out more about you.
So you can go to ivytech.edu. You can Google up. So in fact, I think, Jim, you know, you're a leader in this. You can do so much of this online.
Yep.
I think we need to make sure that small business people understand that they could get credentials online. They
right.
could go to college online. There are people
send their
can do it.
Employees to that. Yep. So somebody from Arizona, somebody from Arizona could come to Ivy Tech and get a degree, two-year degree.
Absolutely.
They? Yeah.
So I'll tell you a real quick story, and that is we made a trip to Moscow, made those plans, but before Ukraine, but it really worked out right. My wife walks up to the breakfast bar, and a little girl compliments her on something she's wearing, and she says, "Where are you from?" And she says, "New York." And
wow.
They said, "Where are you from?" And Bobette says, "Indianapolis." And the little girl says, "I go to Ivy Tech."
I'll be
so
are you serious?
Girl she meets in
wow.
Russia that's online at Ivy Tech
wow.
in the Office of Administration. One of the very more popular programs, and that is you need clerical help. You know, get your office administration
That's
people from your
story.
Local community college.
What yeah. a great story! I love that.
Small world.
It was absolutely so. Tell us about some of the career shaping courses that you guys are promoting and that people should look for in their own community college.
Well, I think the big comeback is manufacturing. You know, welding, robotics, advanced manufacturing.
Onshoring is happening, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think it was just delayed. It was starting to happen in 2007, 2008,
yep.
the Great Recession put it all on hold. It's really coming back.
And
but
you
it's
know,
not like
Tom,
what
let me,
you
let me throw
I remember.
Let me throw something else in there. It's happening a lot in small business. Small manufacturing is coming back, too.
Absolutely. Well, because people now understand that they don't want their supplier in some other country. They want their supplier right next door, both for quality and logistics. So I think, you know, your small business manufacturers, this is probably an opportunity that hasn't been like this in 20 years. And
right.
where are you going to get the people to help your business grow?
Right.
You're going to have to start looking at your community college, and you want to start looking at your community college in your local high school career center
mm-hmm.
where the community college is offering dual credit because some of those young people have already started.
Well, the goal is to get
their college work.
The goal is to get these kids employed and draw out a paycheck as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
If they're smart enough to advance, let them advance, right? And that makes a lot of sense to me. And so,
well, the other thing that business can do, and that is internships, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, is something that, you know, you can get a young person in there who is 17, 18, 20, 25, let them work one or two days and go to school two or three days.
In the last 10 years, three-fourths
somebody
of the new
really
employees, in the last 10 years, three-fourths of the new employees we have hired have come right out of being an intern with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and the entertainment world and the news world has been leading this. Manufacturing kind of fell behind, and I
mm-hmm.
think that's where your listeners
are. Are people doing internships in manufacturing?
Yes, and it's being led by the big companies. You know, companies like Cummins, Caterpillar, Toyota. They recognize that they can grow these people, but all they have to do is give them, because they want the soft skills, and sometimes the soft skills are going to be better taught by the business person in the work environment than they are in the classroom.
Right, right. I see. All right, so what are some of the other things that that you're seeing out there?
Well, I think that there are career changers out there. If you're a business person, you're saying, okay, what am I going to do? Amazingly enough, culinary is critical.
That's a big deal.
Big deal. The entertainment food business. I think the other one that's good is both cybersecurity and anything associated with IT. And so many of the IT programs you can do with just a certificate without actually even getting your 2-year degree.
Can I come back to culinary for a minute? Because culinary is not just being a chef, ladies and gentlemen. Culinary could be is learning how to be a caterer. Culinary is learning how to create manufactured products like sauces and cookies and things like that. Culinary is really catching on across the country, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, across the state of Indiana, we're in about 10 locations with about 2,000 students. So I think it's one of those things, particularly if you've got, you know, prior work experience, you know, you can, you know, go into restaurant management, you can go into event management.
Right.
It's probably one of the biggest employers in the areas. Then probably the last one I'd mention is agriculture.
Yep.
You know, ag is going to be a huge growth area, both in the business and the
and
production.
Absolutely. Hey, Tom, good job today. Thanks for the great job you're doing there in Indiana for so many people. Give us that website quickly one more time.
So it's ivytech.edu. Give it a look, and we'll answer any of your questions.
Thanks.
Jim, you're doing a great job for the business world.
Thanks, Keep Tom.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.